Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother and sister, Salam. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special under the topic of the powerful dhikr of Bismillah.
I pray to God, my heart, soul and body, every single day of my life, with every breath I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Monday, 19th of Rajab, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Bahman, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of January, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and this is Chapter Al-A'raf from the Holy Quran, verse 156. We listen to it, we come back to the studio and learn about the important point of this ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Waktub lana fi hadhihi ad-dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati inna hudna ilayk. قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And decree for us in this world that which is good, and also in the hereafter. Indeed, we have turned back to you. Allah said, My punishment, I afflict with it whom I will, but my mercy encompasses all things. So I will decree it especially for those who fear me, and give zakah, and those who believe in our verses.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah answered the invocation of Moses, peace be upon him, and accepted his repentance, but with some conditions which are stated at the end of this very verse. But in order that some persons do not imagine that the acceptance of repentance, together with the vast mercy of Allah and its generality, is not given undue and with no connection. At the end of the verse, he adds that his mercy is prescribed for those who fulfilled important things, which mentioned in this ayah.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in life. A world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone. Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The powerful dhikr of Bismillah, we'll learn more about it. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, when Jesus, peace be upon him, was placed before a teacher by his mother, the teacher said, write Bismillah. Jesus asked, what is Bismillah? The teacher replied, I do not know. Jesus then explained, Bismillah, B refers to Allah's Baha, means his glory. The letter Sin refers to his Sana, meaning light and guidance. The letter Mim in Bismillah refers to his Mulk, meaning sovereignty. Allah means the God of all. Rahman refers to the one who shows mercy in this world and the hereafter, all-encompassing mercy. Rahim refers to the one who bestows kindness and mercy in the hereafter, specific to the believers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today, we're going to talk the importance of Bismillah, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam said, if one of you does not mention the name of Allah while performing ablution or wudu, Satan will participate in that ablution. And if a person does not say Bismillah when eating, drinking, and dressing, Satan will partake in those actions. Abu Hamza al-Thumali narrates that Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, told him, O Thumali, when the time for prayer comes, Satan comes and sits on your shoulder and asks, have you mentioned the name of Allah? If you say yes, he will leave. But if you say no, he will remain on your shoulder until the prayer is finished and the people disperse. Abu Hamza asked, do they not recite the Quran? The Imam replied, yes, but not as you think. O Thumali, the intention is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim aloud, which drives Satan away. It is narrated again from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person says Bismillah when mounting a ride, an angel will ride behind them and protect them until they dismount. But if they mount without saying Bismillah, Satan will ride behind them and say, sing. If they say, I cannot sing, Satan will say, become intoxicated. And they will become intoxicated until they dismount.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Protection from Satan and benefits of saying Bismillah 100 times. If a man recalls Allah as he approaches his home and when he gets food, the devil says, no shelter to remain the night time and no food, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny remarked. And the devil will remark, I got a spot to stay that night if the man enters his home without remembering Allah. And the Satan will declare, I have found a location to stay overnight and have dinner if the person doesn't recall Allah as they eat. One of the easy ways to remember Allah is surrounding ourselves with good company. We are all social creatures. Be it in person or just online, being in the company of others who are mindful of Allah and strive to be good really does make a positive impact. If, for example, praying 5 times a day is difficult for you, find a friend who does not and go for your prayers together. It's easier to be in the remembrance of Allah when we surround ourselves with company that does not so too. People that we follow online has an effect on how we perceive the world as well. It's very easy to catch up in the lives of others behind the screen, so it's important for us to ask, pick and choose whom we follow online and use social media for the benefits of others. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Now, when Allah helps, how does He help? What does divine support look like? Because when Allah says, if you support me, I will support you, the question is, oh Allah, how are you going to support the believers? What are you going to give them in the form of support? The first way that Allah helps mu'mineen is نزول السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath, we have a chapter in the Quran known as the chapter of victory. Surah Al-Fath. In Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, is always supporting you. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. Allah will grant you a mighty victory. Now, how does Allah grant victory? How does He help His Prophet and the believers? هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know, when you are standing in the battlefields and your life is at risk, when you are confronted with formidable enemies, hearts usually quiver. There is that fear factor. And we mentioned that the most important factor after taqwa and sabr in achieving victory is morale. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He says, I send down tranquility into the hearts of the believers.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. It seems that our time is over, so we leave you in Allah's care and blessings. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.